McCabe directs the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says the final figure for the governor's race will be between $75 and $80 million, double the record $37 million spent in the 2010 election. 62% of Governor Walker's campaign contributions reported so far came from outside the state, while Mayor Tom Barrett raised only 26% from out-of-state donors.
Most of all that money came from people who couldn't vote in this election.
And McCabe expects that level of spending to continue in elections this fall. He says the deep pocket donors will spend that money because they expect a return on their investment from candidates in the form of government policies that benefit them. He cites a recent report on the last legislative session that tracked $330 million in tax write-offs and government spending that flowed to donors who contributed a combined $24
million. $24 million went in and $330 million went back to those donors. You can't get that kind of return on investment in the best bull market on Wall Street.
Some state legislators, like State Senator Scott Fitzgerald, who just retained his seat in this week's recall, say they'd like to see the system reform, but admit it's unlikely.
And I'm guilty of taking that money. And my opponent, Lori Compass, same thing. A lot of the money that she was able to raise were small dollar donations from out of Wisconsin. It's just the nature of kind of this political dynamic that exists nationwide now.
Reform advocates like Mike McCabe say campaign finance reform isn't likely to be on the legislative agenda anytime soon. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.